from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
That sounds like the old shutdown football, John.
Or we could just, you know, adjust the gameplay, right? We could do that as well. That's all I'm saying.
Go beat the tier ones with Memphis.
I've beaten them. I've beaten a few. I've beaten Texas, like I said, a couple times. I made some people quit, you know.
Just get the noobs. Get the little kids like I do on Fortnite. That you make sure you're in during kitty time.
What's kitty time?
You're on there playing against children, but you're getting wins because they're playing with tier one. It's what I do on Fortnite. I get on there real early when the 6 and 7 year olds are up. I go on there and I blast them.
But let me ask you this.
How you get the wins.
What is the...
You shouldn't be trying to play those guys that play online and got their teams. You can't win.
What is
you're not a part of that world.
Kitty time, bro. What time?
Very early in the morning.
Before school?
Yeah. Most days. You're going to catch those ones that got bedtimes.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying? Because they had to go to bed at 9 o'clock the night before.
This, I ain't going to lie. This sounds like some Drake stuff. No kiddie time.
Listen, the gamers, they get done 4 or 5 in the morning. Okay? And then the kids.
Right.
The noobs, they come out.
Yes.
They're using daddy's money.
Okay.
Right, to raise up whatever it is, their profile on whatever game they're playing.
Yeah.
Get more bars, everything else. They're using daddy. I go out there and I take out my frustrations on them. You get up, the opportune times, you get them. Find them. Find the kids.
Okay.
Don't play the pros.
Okay, right.
Remember, this guy used to win Madden events, Madden tournaments around here.
Yeah.
He had a real pride about himself on the sticks.
Well, I don't anymore.
I feel like it's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
100%.
Watching you grow up a little bit. You're done with the game.
There's no way I can dedicate the amount of time that I used to be able to dedicate.
And play the pros. You cannot do it. You cannot compete. Something I learned a long time ago.
Yeah. I think the
kids.
In both Madden tournaments, I mean, even when I had no kids, I only won one game each in those events. You know, then
they were coming like the rest of the world, catching up to the NBA.
Well, that's right.
They were coming for you.
Pros came to those events.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had, like,
oh, yeah,
we
yeah.
had
that,
a Madden
that, that
pro.
That one brother was too good.
No question.
What was his name?
Man,
I follow him on X still.
I know
what I'm talking about. Right?
Yeah, like, I think his name was like Brandon. He was always like, when's the next one? Like, bro, we're not having a next one.
No, you ruined it.
All right.
Can't about to beat you.
It's just the truth. I hate to say it, but we're not having any more of those. What was the pro? That was a fun time. I ain't gonna lie. That was a good time.
Oh, you used to love taking pictures after wins.
Yeah. There was only two pictures, though. 2 years, two pictures. Listen, if anybody, I'll show that I'm not that bad. Like, my review of CFB is not based on me being terrible at the game. That's all I'm saying. And so just hit me up. We can run a game. But no, I'm definitely.
I gotta get Krista down a little so I can come on there and beat y'all kids.
So it's interesting. He doesn't care about it.
No, he's not. He's not. Yeah, he's on the Fortnite. You know, he's doing that all day. Especially, and I'll be glad when school starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Fortnite is like I can't even entertain that, bro. I played when it first came out, and. I mean,
he's transitioned off the Roblox.
Okay.
Like, it's completely...
It happens.
It's getting all that time sort of being invested now in Fortnite.
Right.
And, so and a little bit of 2K still. Got the new one, you know, coming, but Fortnite's his thing.
Right. Anyway, Rock Taylor is the best on the team, according to...
But he's not there.
Yeah, but he's not. He's too busy. He's playing.
The game. You'd rather play the game. I wonder if they play for NIL money.
I don't know.
Behind the scenes, everybody's got money now.
Yeah.
They had some high stakes games.
Well, we'd love to have.
We know you won't be in them.
Nope. Hell no.
Straight screw up here.
We'd like to have Rock. If he can't be at media day, we'd love to have him on this show. This can be his media day.
Oh yeah.
So just let us know. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason Fitz going to join us at 125. Talk to him about college football. Training camp's getting underway. Some interesting news out of Green Bay at quarterback, which we'll touch on when we get back in the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, ID Turn FM, ESPN.
Very controversial discussion happening off air here on the Jason and John Show as he has just made the claim that this song is not for, quote,
no.
You.
No.
Meaning whites.
You tried to sing the Michael part. You said,
sorry.
Hold on.
What?
You need to be singing the
Paul part. But that's my favorite part, though.
That part you grew up with. Did your mom play this for you when you were young?
So I'm going to tell you the truth.
How do you know the words to this?
I'm going to tell you the truth. When when Mike died, I went crazy on his catalog.
You went to the wormhole.
I went crazy.
Interesting.
That whole summer.
Something about that I respect.
That whole summer, I was listening to nothing but Mike.
Okay.
And this was definitely, like, you know, one of my favorites that is a little more like, you know, I mean, obviously it's one of his best, but it's, like, less revered for whatever reason.
Yes.
Sort of.
A little bit more off the beaten path.
It's not held up. You know, maybe because it's with Paul, so it's a little different and it's unique in that way. Mm-hmm. But, I appreciate the inclusion of Paul on this one so that we are free to enjoy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Although Paul I wouldn't have done it. I would never get on a Michael Jackson song and sing.
He's not intimidated by anybody.
Yeah, but Paul
never has been.
He can't sing next to Mike.
Everybody wanted to work with Mike back then.
I know they wanted to.
Yeah.
Because of the financial part of it, but like it's like getting I don't want to be on a song that, you know, with Wayne and Eminem, like it's my song. But I got features from Eminem and Lil Wayne. Like, I'm not even going to be on the song.
He's a Beatle. It's their song together.
Yeah, but this is
that's the way he was looking at it.
Yeah, but this is a Michael Jackson song. Just like the charity song.
Did they do another one together? Did they sort of repay it something for Paul on an album for him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they did or not. But like the best
that's
part
how you do
of
it in the rap game.
The best part of We Are the World was Michael Jackson's part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even tell you who Cyndi Lauper was on there crying, whatever the hell she was doing, you know? But Michael Jackson, if he was on a track, it just became his song. So.
But don't leave out Lionel writing that thing.
Yeah, summer 2009, that's all I was on.
Okay.
Was MJ.
I respect that.
You name it, dog. I was on it. So that's why, you know, when we talk about, when we have that
Brad
discussion.
Brad took it back.
We have that discussion about MJ Prince.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just always team MJ, man. Always. So. That it is what it is.
Well, that one's been put to rest. It's Prince.
Anyway, everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, Summer League Championship on the line. I mean, it is a battle of the Titans, the battle of the tryhards in Summer League. That is what it all, at the end of the day, boils down to, is like, who is going to care? I watched last night in the final game of the consolation part of Summer League, and it was just like, this is awful. And you know who took advantage of that was Kennedy Chandler. He tried harder than everybody last night.
Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick Davis was on
it. Seen his dad out
it.
There in Vegas, yeah. Now, what are his chances? I was just thinking, they got so many guards.
Not he won't be in Portland.
All right. There's not a backup point guard spot in this league for Kennedy Chandler.
Kind of crazy.
Who was a second round draft pick?
Yeah, he played great yesterday.
At the time, set the money record too for the deal.
Yeah,
sign.
Yeah. And just, you know, what didn't work out
I've
here.
I've seen him going down the lane, dunking the
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, I mean,
he'd stick somewhere.
The quickness has not gone anywhere. You know,
surely he's on somebody as a two way this year.
You would think so.
David
I don't
Jones
know.
Can get a two way.
Right,
Chandler can't. He's a point guard who's got NBA athleticism.
Yep.
Realize the size doesn't help him.
The key is just effort in summer league.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Right. Who wants it?
You would have two teams here in Memphis and Miami that have definitely tried harder than
everybody. Well, you know darn well, G.G. Jackson, 19 years old, he wants this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to him, this means something.
Yeah, but you know who else wants it? The Miami Heat want it, man. They want this game as well.
Well, I ain't worried about them because Spoelstra's with Team USA. Remember, you're a difference maker.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to be coached in Summer League, man.
I'm just saying, he can't call in nothing. I'm not worried about Miami or their
coach. So their big players are Isaiah Stevens, like we talked about, the guard from Colorado State.
Was it Kal-El?
Kal-El Ware. Josh Christopher, who's like a second or third year guy, right? He was a first rounder.
Shoot that thing.
He had 23 yesterday. And then Pella Larson from Arizona.
Who you like a lot?
I don't know. I don't have much of an opinion. I mean, I think you're just sort of putting that on me.
Yep.
Because he's white. Also coming off the bench, they have Alonis Williams, man, who had the dunk of
summer. The dunk of summer league. I did see that.
Yeah.
It's Alondis.
Alondis. Yeah. Alondis. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. That was a monster. There's been some huge summer league dunks.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. But he was at the top of them. I saw a countdown that he was at the top of.
Yeah. So
I'm not worried about them.
You're not worried.
What I'm worried about is our depth. Because we are sitting so many key guys, it means you're going to see.
Right.
And when that second unit comes out there, it gets pretty thin.
Well, that being said, the Heat aren't that deep either. I mean, they only played seven guys yesterday.
Okay.
So.
Well, maybe that's why we're 2.5.
Your seven versus their seven.
Is it seven, though? It's not without Cam and Laravia and Edie, isn't it? Isn't six?
No, they bring in what's his name?
Who's our good six?
It's Isaiah Miller, bro. That's who it is.
You know what? That man is active. Now, I was looking the other day.
And Deaky.
Man, Isaiah Miller, active.
And Deaky.
That's a good way to put that, Jason.
Now, you know who's inactive?
And I love him. Starting.
He's just playing in his beard at the end of the bench. I watched him the other day. He was just trying to make Edie laugh. They're not playing DJ Jeffries.
Bro.
Has he played?
I'm so glad you brought that up.
I watched him. They're not even
playing. We talked about it Friday, didn't we?
Did y'all talk about this?
Well, yeah.
Can we get some run?
Especially
with some of these other guys down.
Because they care too much.
Now they want to win the thing.
Yeah, they care too much.
Well, they should have let DJ Jeffries go to a team where he was actually going to play.
It's a fair point.
Well, what's funny, though, is that
if that was
that you brought that up, that you noticed that, because I noticed it, too. And I
was watching when they...
DJ Jeffries' role for the Grizzlies Summer League is basically just to crack up Zach Edey.
He was just trying to cheer up. I think he got him to smile.
He did. It's like...
Were we all watching at the same time? That's weird.
Like, that was...
And I locked in because it's DJ.
No question. And, like, you would only... You have to be, like, honestly, Memphis City Schools to even know sort of what's happening here. But this is DJ Jeffries and the Memphis in him.
Yeah.
Like, his nature is to just want to make... To be a jokester and make Zach Edey laugh. Like, that's his...
Which seems hard to do. Like, a lot of guys try to do that.
And I don't know what DJ was... But I've seen it a million times. Like, you see that a million times in Memphis City Schools. I think it worked. Well, I don't know what he was saying, but it definitely did get Zach Edey to... And just the idea of DJ Jeffries, former Tiger, Olive Branch star, sitting next to big-ass Zach Edey and making jokes. There's something funny about that, you know? Just hilarious.
My man needs some run.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wish he'd gotten a little bit more opportunity, but like you said, they care too much now.
But I actually had that thought while I was watching. You know what? At the end of the day, he got 10 days out in Vegas for free, right? Like
but all the teams are out there, right? You tell me not, you know, there's not a little bit more opportunity out there for on one of them?
Yeah.
Like, either way, I mean, again, it is an opportunity. You're not gonna tell the Grizz, oh, bad. But you gave DJ an opportunity.
Bad, both.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say they did him wrong.
Yeah, that was a very interesting game yesterday. Jordan Miller, bro, had 28. For the Grizz, he was 4 of 5 from three, and then Jalen Wells matched him. Jalen Wells had 28. He was 6 of 7 from three, so it was a great game yesterday. Kobe Brown missed the free throw that would have sent it into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like what you saw from Kobe Brown?
No.
Okay. So that's okay.
And how about you're not talking about Christie's brother, C. Christie?
Yeah, Cam.
He was 6 of 11 from three.
That was him, Cam Christie.
So the Christie boys.
Yeah.
They're both pretty good.
I guess so.
At least they both can shoot it.
Yeah. Deaky cannot, but we love him for that.
Deaky is just, you know.
Somebody called him, I don't remember who it was, but somebody called him like a, I can't even remember.
He'll do anything it takes to win.
No, Sane called him something Will Barton. I can't remember like.
Timu Will Barton.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He'll do everything it takes to win. He's just not very skilled.
Right.
In a lot of departments.
Yeah, that's very fair. Very fair.
But good at a lot, you know, sort of a jack of all trades.
What do you think of Trey Jemison?
She just can't get it done.
Right.
Again, I'm looking at him as my Edie backup.
Oh, no.
And it's not good enough.
No.
There are times he struggles against this level.
Yeah, oh, for
sure. And so, again, what are we doing? What if Edie goes down and I still need to be big next to Jaren? He's my only option? See, that's where I still feel like they're thin.
Right.
And there's going to be that feels like open roster spot. Do you do something there? Do you wait and see? You know, but I think we can ask ourselves the question a little bit more fair, especially having watched Zach Edey turn his ankle a couple times now, and just the idea that you might want a little depth there. And we've been talking about it since the draft. You know, a veteran there that you're paying the league minimum to, but that can play in a pinch, because I don't think Jemison, who you asked me about, is ready for that.
Yeah, like Jemison's
is he even going to be on the two way? Harrington was questioning that this morning,
right,
whether he'll be on the two way for the Grizzlies,
right?
Because he's older,
yep.
You know.
The
point's made kind of a tweener. He needs his development. There ain't time to develop that guy.
Exactly.
You need that guy to be able to play if you're going to make him the backup to Edey.
So agree totally.
We'll see, but yeah, just you know, he works hard. Everything else just not going to be a contributor. Doesn't look like.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Kimbo Slice, bro. Remember him? Like.
Interesting comparison.
Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. But, like, he's just like, you know what I mean?
He's going to push around. If he seals you off, I mean, he's,
oh, yeah.
Especially these summer league boys.
But there's no touch. Like, there's no, like, real skill there.
Yeah.
He can rebound, and he can.
And he's just undersized
right.
Once we get back to the 82-game schedule.
Yeah, I mean, nice guy, but, I mean, he has not really. Look, we'll see what he does today against Khalil Ware. It'll be a huge test. My guess is Khalil Ware is going to give him a hard time. That's my guess. Could be wrong. But I think like today could go a long way in sort of that decision, you know, for the Grizzlies, what they do. At any rate, 7 o'clock tonight will be the Summer League Championship. Grizz are favored, -2.5.
Next story.
John's been touched on. Now, we haven't sort of really gone into any of these training camp situations, but did you see Harbaugh starting off Baltimore Ravens camp where Lamar Jackson is out? He's sick right now. But did you see him starting off camp with sort of a defense of Lamar Jackson? Again, a two-time MVP who he says he still hears too many questions about whether this guy's a, you know, a big-time elite quarterback, whether he should be considered among the elite. He does have, again, the two MVPs.
Yep.
It's hard not to include him in a conversation, but I think I heard it the other day. Is it 2-4 now in the playoffs? For Lamar Jackson, what we know is he hasn't been able to get him over the hump.
Right.
And so it is still fair to question. I think coming off last year, and this was something you and I focused on, especially with their game, it wasn't so much Lamar Jackson's fault as it was Baltimore getting away from what got them there, which was the run game. I think he threw it 37 times
mm-hmm.
in that loss. And who was the OC? We blamed him more. Is it Monken? Who is the Baltimore OC? We blamed him more. You're trying to get into a shootout with Patrick Mahomes throwing it 37 times. That's not Baltimore Ravens football. And, you know, Harbaugh has as much to do with that. You can't just blame the OC as anybody else because you're allowing it to happen. But back to the point, I will bring this up. I mean, do we not look at Dak Prescott and ask the same sorts of questions about whether or not he's ever going to get Dallas over the hump?
Yep.
Because in the end, no matter if you've got two MVPs, or you played an MVP level during the regular season like we've seen from Dak Prescott, what our elite quarterbacks are measured on is the postseason.
Yep.
And so that's where I can't, you know, for Lamar Jackson and coming to his defense, that's where you can't. He's getting paid the big bucks, you know, for just like the other big guys, the upper tier guys, the Joe Burrows, the Patrick Mahomes and everything else. And in the end, that's what you're going to be measured on. Again, I would tell you there's layers to this. They hurt him last year with scheme and how they tried to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can't question is the fact that Lamar has not been able to get him over the hump, just like, and there's layers to every situation, just like Dak Prescott.
Right.
And so if Dak Prescott can take all those questions, those arrows we throw at him, I think they're still fair to throw at Lamar Jackson until further notice,
right,
until he's beating Patrick Mahomes and going to a Super Bowl or beating Joe Burrow and going to a Super Bowl. That's just kind of where he is in his career. And until he's past that, and listen, that's kind of what Harbaugh was saying. They got to help with that. Yeah, it would help if you're you know, your OC's on the same page. If you're running the ball as much as you did in the playoffs in the regular season, because that's the way you win, that would help everybody being on the same page. I do think with Derrick Henry, another guy who's a finisher in the fourth quarter, like they should be good again. And I just don't want to hear any excuses at the end of the season that they're built wrong or whatever else, because they should be a team that's in the hunt right at the end. And with the way they're constructed, you have to beat KC. I mean, that's what you're built to do. If you don't do it, it's on Lamar, it's on Harbaugh, it's on the OC, it's on all of them.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think
Lamar, you're waiting on that sort of team success, right?
Yeah, there's another step to be taken.
Yeah.
Even with the MVPs.
That's the thing. And so
I love him to death, but he has to, you know.
Right. I honestly feel like
there.
Lamar has managed to avoid a lot of that. I think the criticism about Lamar has typically been reserved for him, like just his injury or his not being healthy or whatever the case may be, as opposed to, you know, oh, he can't. Like, you don't really hear Lamar can't win. I mean, you will start to hear that more if he doesn't this year, right? That'll just be his narrative. That'll be his rap. He can, great regular season team, great all this, but they never went in the playoffs. They choke in the playoffs.
So we'll hear about that.
Right. That will start to be his story. And I do. I think the Ravens will be a worse team this year.
You think worse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they were. I mean, I feel like last year was really their chance because they lost their defensive coordinator to Seattle. Mike McDonald, the head coach at Seattle now, and they lost a lot of pieces on defense. I don't think they'll be worse on offense, but I do think they'll be significantly worse on defense, and that was a big part of, you know, why they were in the situation they were in, you know, with the bye. So I think you remove that from the equation, it's going to be tougher. Now, look, I mean, if the offense can take a step, you know, that the defense will lose, then sure, they could be right back. But
well, he's got weapons now. Who's my rookie receiver last year? So good.
Zay.
Yes.
Zay
yes.
Flowers.
He's real.
Yeah, he is.
And for years there, all they had was Hollywood.
Correct.
And Mark Andrews.
Yeah, you lose Mark Andrews for a good chunk of last year.
You did. It feels like more of a well-rounded offense now. But you're right, if that defense takes a step back, they could.
But yeah, with Derrick Henry at the running back position.
But their
offense
should be dominant.
But it's gonna have to take a step because, you know, Patrick Queen is gone. Right? I mean,
he was good.
You're gonna
still
have
got my boy Roquan though.
Roquan's there, yeah.
Tackle machine.
Marlon Humphrey's still there. Kyle Hamilton.
I feel like the Baltimore defense will always be good. Just culture-wise.
It'll be good enough.
Right.
You know, they'll be a playoff team. That's not the question. You know,
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him taking the final step.
Exactly. Like, you know, when you have a QB like this, a 2-time MVP, I mean, like, what an amazing... Like,
well, I beat up... How many is Aaron won? 4? I beat him up for not having more Super Bowls. In the end, if Lamar doesn't have a Super Bowl, we will say you didn't... it'll be on him. Because,
correct.
I mean, ultimately, well, that's how we judge our quarterbacks. And we will. We can talk about the layers, like we talked about Monken, and, you know, did you have enough around him at the time? But in the end, you're measured. Your greatness is measured on that.
100%.
And I'll have to be, you know, as critical of him as I've been of Aaron, that you should have won more than one.
Yes.
If Lamar doesn't get one or more.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job bringing in, you know, Derrick Henry. I mean, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, because he's a finisher, bro.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to look to Lamar to sort of finish it off.
And Arthur Maulet, I mean, 2-year deal.
Maulet is surviving in this league and doing well.
Yeah.
Maybe surviving is not the word. Thriving in this league, maybe, is the way to put it.
I mean, yeah, he was with Pittsburgh, right?
He keeps getting signed,
And then he was with Baltimore.
He's had a good career.
I mean, Arthur Maulet is a former Tiger that never gets talked about.
Are we 6-7 years in now, it feels like?
Dude, he's 31 years old. And he has made a career very quietly in the NFL. He's been in the league every single year since 2017 in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm.
Piece of art.
He was with the Saints to start, then the Colts, then the Saints again on the practice squad for some of that year, then with the Jets for a couple of years, then with the Steelers for a couple of years, and now he's going to have been with the Ravens for 3 years by the end of his deal. So, I mean... That's a 9-year career in the NFL, man. He's made millions. He's made millions. And, like, we just do not ever talk about him, which I find fascinating. Is it just because he's a defensive, like, the nickel cornerback and we just don't talk about guys
probably
like that?
So.
I mean, we talked about Bobby McCain for a long time.
Well, Bobby stuck with his team and was elite. Was Bobby not a Pro Bowler at some point, too?
He might have had 1 year with the Dolphins. He got a big contract.
I was
going to
say Bobby was at the Dolphins for a long time.
Yeah.
It was good for them for a long time.
He got a big contract.
Might not have made one, though.
Pro Bowler, no. Yeah.
But he was good to elite somewhere in that
range. Yeah, in 2018, he signed a 4-year, $27 million contract with Miami, 13 guaranteed.
That's pretty good.
And I think he fulfilled most of that. You know, I think he was most recently with the Giants. He's a free agent now, so his time in the league may be over.
Man, when does Raiders camp start up, bro?
I don't know, and I don't care.
You're wearing their stuff. You don't even know when you open camp.
I think it's this week. We did it in we're doing it in California, and apparently, like they banned local media in California from attending.
Why don't y'all trade Devontae and get something for him and try to build it the right way?
I agree.
And stop holding that man in hell.
We're holding on to 8-9 wins as if it's going to make a difference, bro. Like, it's not. I mean, it's just miserable for the fans. Honestly,
I saw him putting out the bat signal for Aaron to come and get him for the Jets coming.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. They should be happy. They got Garrett Wilson. That's your number one. That'd be sick if they had.
Bro, to come out of the AFC, you have to be supercharged. And so you could. And he was already talking about it.
Well, they pass on Brock Bowers for some reason. I don't know why they did that. That doesn't make much sense to me.
Will you just calm down about Brock Bowers?
Well, I would have rather him gone there so we could have actually drafted a person that will help us.
Well, they could have used a tight end. They could have used him.
You know, let's address the trenches as opposed to, you know, a quarterback that we have on the roster.
I've been watching Giants Hard Knocks front office edition. I saw they took your best offensive lineman in Lou Menor.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, he's one of their guys. That was one of their big needs, is O-line. You've been watching the whole series, bro? I've actually kind of – I went and watched last night. I've watched the first three episodes. They're good. I think we're only getting four, you know, before we turn this thing to a real team, the Chicago Bears, to start the year here. It's
here
time to turn to the real Hard Knocks.
Here we go.
But I have enjoyed watching the Giants front office sort of try to piece it back together. Let's say Quan walk. I think that was probably a smart decision, but I tell you what, the head man in charge, I guess, was the owner. Man, he was sad about Saquon going to, you know, a division rival in Philly. He was sick. You could sort of see it in his body language.
Right.
They're going to have to see him twice.
Yeah.
Saquon's going to hurt them.
Yeah, that was a weird exchange.
But their defense, like we were talking about off air, with Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
They made the move for Burns with Carolina. He's awesome. He's got more sacks than that whole class of guys that came in, including Montez Sweat. And then they got the big boy Dexter Lawrence in the middle of it. The Giants' defense should be good, but they're just in a tough division.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers, too. I'm a fan.
They got a lot. They got a lot going on, man.
But you and I both, we have our doubts about Daniel Jones, big-time doubts, real doubts.
Yep.
In fact, yeah, I don't believe in him whatsoever.
Next story.
There we go. My bad,
I was trailing on.
No, that's all right. We have one more camp story to touch on. I don't know if this is actually a thing or not, but it was reported. So, you know, it is at the very least interesting. But Jordan Love's not going to practice with the Packers until his new contract is done. Now, he's there today. He's all smiles, apparently. But Brian Gutekunst said at a press conference that Jordan Love's representatives told him that he will not practice until a deal is in place. Now, obviously, they are optimistic that it will be brief because an agreement could come together soon. But he is not on the field after the season that he had a year ago. And he's not going to be on the field until they get the contract done. It's amazing how quickly it can change, because at one point a year ago, in the first 3 to 4 games of the season, they lose the Raiders. Jordan Love's throwing picks. You would say that he doesn't look like the future, right? I actually thought, even in that game that they ended up losing, I thought Jordan Love actually did show some potential, and it was so early. But a lot of people were out on him. A lot of people were like, he's just never going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, he sat for this amount of time, and he still doesn't have it. And then he just catches absolute fire. He is in fuego for the final 8 games of the season, beats the Cowboys in the playoffs, takes the 49ers to the brink, and now, you know, he's in line for, you know, the richest quarterback contract in NFL, I assume, right? I mean, that's the market, isn't it? It is kind of crazy how, you know, in a span of 8 weeks, Jordan Love's life changed forever.
Oh, you can't make him the richest, right?
I mean,
it's going to put him top 5, top 10.
Right, like, I mean, okay,
but
fine.
You can't put him up there.
He'll be top 5.
It's Joe B.
After the first 2 months of the season he had. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Well, I mean, they owe it to him now and what he did in terms of the playoffs and everything else. And you've made him wait, and he's waited his turn, and it's time to pay up. And you should be happy to do it after the playoffs last year, especially with as young of a team that you have. So it's the going rate. You got your man. I hate it because you're not supposed to have another man after Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. It's just supposed to be your time to have a bad quarterback, but you got time to pay the piper. And I think Jordan Love has earned it. There's no question.
Yeah.
I won't say he scares me. Aaron Rodgers scared me. Brett Favre scared me. We're not at that level yet, but he looks like he's ready to pick up the torch, man, and run with it. Just pick up the torch and just keep it going in terms of Green Bay's success at that position. It just drives me crazy.
On October the 29th, the Green Bay Packers had just lost at home to the Minnesota Vikings 24-10, and they were sitting at 2-5.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting at 2-5. And Jordan Love, you know, the team's 2-5. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, he had the two touchdown games to start the season, but that was against the Packers and Falcons. Doesn't really count. And the Falcons getting lost anyway. So he had that 3-interception game against the Raiders, right, that they lost and should have won. And so you're sitting there on October 29th, and you're like, this guy stinks. This team stinks. We got to move on from Jordan Love. And then they proceeded to lose the rest of the way, just 3 more games until the San Francisco game. And Jordan Love was absolutely brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. He only threw 3 more picks the rest of the way from November the 5th to January the 7th. Only 3 picks the rest of the way, which is, again, that was as many as he threw in the Raiders game alone. It's just like, what the hell happened, bro? How do you go from being that bad as a team to, like, pushing the 49ers? Maybe it was a matter of health. I don't remember. And I think, like, the roster itself, the age average, like, some of the youngest in the NFL.
Literally, like, one of the youngest. They were the youngest playoff team last year, and that was part of it, is him trying to throw to young receivers in a lot of these situations. And so, you know, you got growing pains and everything else, and it still was – pretty unbelievable in terms of the way it came together. He ended up throwing for like 4,100 yards.
Yeah, he did.
Like a C.J. Stroud type season. You know how crazy we're going about C.J. Stroud.
41. He was second in the league in touchdown, 32.
And he had to be up there in yards at 4,100 or right around 40. That's what I thought.
Seven.
I mean, you now have to pay. And I do not blame him one bit if they're going to stick to their guns.
Yeah.
You can roll out all the smiles at camp, and so you keep it kosher with the front office. But I got no – he should stick to his guns and not roll out to practice until he's got that, you know, check in the bank, until he's got that contract in the bank. He's proven it. Once you've won playoff games, you know, he's the guy. And he had to wait his turn.
Who's the highest paid? Is it Trevor?
I don't think Trevor. When you say highest paid, you're not talking about guaranteed. You're talking about yearly per average. I thought it was still up there. It's Burrow and those guys.
So Trevor and Joe are tied.
Yeah. Okay. So Trevor did tie.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. That's
ridiculous.
If Trevor tied, what you think Jordan Love is going to say? I mean, you would say those guys are in the same tier, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If
I
not, if
I don't know, Jordan Love should be above him. He's
that's
won
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what
I guess Trevor came back on the Chargers.
Right? And they're similar. They're similar.
Gosh, you're not wrong that the next guy gets the.
Yeah, it's just the
way, I'd be sick if I was, you know, Joe Burrow.
He resets
and I got
the market.
The same numbers.
Right. That part is like who, but again, I think they had different. It's all about the timing, right? It's all about the timing. You want to go after the last guy. You always want to be next. You know what I mean? You always want to be the next guy. Because once upon a time, we go through. It was Jared Goff for a second, then it was Trevor, and then once upon a time it was Derek Carr, then once upon a time it was Matt Stafford. I mean, it's just like, you know, these guys just come through. They reset the market. Someday it's going to be C.J. Stroud. Someday it's going to be Anthony Richardson. You know, like it's just the way it goes.
It might be Dak on this next one.
Yeah, maybe so.
Dak's going to go to free agency. It's looking like.
Yes.
At this point, he has all the leverage.
Absolutely right. So the Trevor Lawrence is the new number one. Of course, you know they use like he and Joe are tied for
per
annual
year.
Average, right? So they're tied at 55. Jared Goff's 53. Justin Herbert's 52.5. Lamar's 52. Jalen Hurts 51, and then it drops to Kyler Murray at 46. So everybody just like Jordan Love's going to get 55.5. That's what he's going to get.
Dak going to get 60.
He might. I mean, he might.
From the Raiders.
He might. I think that's, you know, I mean, I don't know why we have to pay 60, you know. I think we could pay 56, and it would be just the same. But apparently you want us to fork over that extra.
No, what is the high, 55?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go 56, 57, I guess, on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you're not going to go crazy here, man.
You can't. I mean, yeah. He doesn't win the playoffs.
But, yeah, so Jordan Love's record in the playoffs is 1-1, and Trevor Lawrence's playoff record is 1-1. So, I mean, he has a lot fewer starts than Trevor. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. So that might be a feather in the cap for the Packers. Like, say, well, listen, I mean, you had 8 good games, man. Let's not go crazy here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's way to keep him off one.
We believe you. We think you're a great player, but dude, I mean, you know, we can't just give you the entire house when you gave us 8 good games. I mean, that seems insane to me. But yeah, isn't it crazy how I went through all those names and you didn't hear Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
You didn't hear Patrick Mahomes?
He's doing the Brady thing.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And look what it's leading to, championships.
Only one quarterback that's in the top 10. And honestly, he may fall out. Pat Mahomes may fall out. He's the only one that's actually won a Super Bowl. With this new Jordan Love deal, he may fall out of the top 10 of annual average salary.
Well, if we're going to fall out of the top 10, we're going to need to restructure. Because that's just asinine at that point.
It is. Really,
isn't he getting $500 million over the course of the contract?
But his annual is only 45.
And his guaranteed is going to be up there, I'm sure, up there with the best of them. But how can you justify him falling out of top 10?
Right.
I do love that he's going Brady route. He allows them.
Exactly.
And especially at the front end of this contract, in terms with that cap hit, he allows them to go out and be able to re-sign a Chris Jones. Look how important Chris Jones was in terms of winning that Super Bowl last year.
Exactly.
Thing is, they're going to be better this year, especially at least offensively. See that throw he made to Xavier Worthy, the fastest man ever at the combine, that receiver they got. You're going to put him in that system, he's going to be unbelievable. Yeah. Now he's got a deep threat again, a Tyreek Hill type, over.
Yeah, but at any rate, Jordan Love about to get paid, dog. I don't know when, but it's going to happen, and he may well be. You know, he'll be top 3, I would guess. That's conservative. I'd say. Well, I mean,
get it now before we break his legs.
Well, because here's the thing: he's ahead of Herbert, no questions asked. Because Herbert's never won a playoff game.
He shouldn't even be on this list.
So he's ahead of Herbert. So
he shouldn't be in a top 5.
At worst, he's getting $53 million is my guess. At worst, he's getting $53. So anyway, there you have it. Jordan Love about to get paid in Green Bay. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Respect Burgers at 1. Jason Fitz, 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Show 360 is the best place for basketball players in Memphis. It's not necessarily a pickup yet, but it might be soon when we can announce the expansion news. In the meantime, it's drill work. It's the grind. It's what really makes a difference in your game that you can show off. If you've got a hooper in the house, this is where you should go. Get him a membership. Passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills, invested in by NBA players, used by NBA players. Check it out, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
It's really the time to get your kid at Shoot 360. It's really the time to put the work in. AAU seasons are wrapping up as school's about to get started again, but not the basketball season yet. You want to put in a little extra work for that kid. Get him to Shoot 360. Put in the work here in the fall before school basketball season starts up. You'll be able to tell the difference. So will the coach. I promise you that. Right now, you can get out to 85 Market Center Drive in Cairoville here before the big place opens up. Get your place in line by getting your membership now for the big place in Cordova. Again, we're just turning the final bolts on that thing. Be talking about opening details here very soon. We call it the Future Basketball Training in Memphis. Get with it. Future's right now at Shoot 360. Go see him at 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
So I got bit by a dog on Friday. I know that this has been talked about already on this station, but I just sort of wanted to, you know, give my side of the matter. You know, maybe sort of figure out what next steps should be. But I paid a visit to Jeff's house on Friday, and, you know, you think of Bernese Mountain Dogs as, you know, pleasant animals, right? Friendly animals, docile animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
His Gus, the male of his family here, launched upon me as I entered the door. And basically took out a piece of my arm as I was trying to fend him off. He was very mad. He was very angry. And I didn't provoke him in any way. And he bit the living hell out of my arm where, like, it applied pressure, no question about that, and broke skin. Now, you've seen a picture of it. And what was your reaction?
I was amazed at how serious it looked.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
It looks pretty bad.
I figured you would overdo it and figured, you know, Jeff talked about this morning, and I figured it'd be a little scratch or something, but it's an actual bite mark.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if, like, it obviously, like, the bruise, it bruised immediately, right? Like, yeah. That was the thing about it, it bruised. I haven't been bit by a dog, and, dude, I don't even know how long, right? Like, it's been, since I was a child, like a small child, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, like, what is Jeff, you know, we have a Vic situation on our hands over here, bro?
Well, Joshua Holloway's mom would say Sue.
Okay. Now we're talking. I'm emotionally damaged.
And she would say you have a case.
I was invited
in his
over.
His house, invited over, door open to you, then attacked.
Exactly.
Bro.
I wasn't wearing any kind of, you know, mask or anything. Oh, but this is what I'll say. I've never been more grateful that the studios are freezing cold because we wear a hoodie every single day, right? And on this particular day, I had a super thick, like, damn near police protective training gear hoodie on, bro. Mm-hmm. And if I'd have just been in there with like a regular t-shirt and it was just my flesh, I really would have probably had to get stitches. Like, there's no doubt about it. He would have tasted the flesh, first of all, right? The dog would have tasted the flesh and the blood. And I think at that point it could have gotten nasty. It could have gotten bad. So I'm very grateful that, like,
well, it's only a matter of how accountable you want to hold Jeff, because he's clearly raising a killer.
No question. Cujo.
Yeah.
But
and again, if he's inviting you over, then he has to be cognizant of the fact that he's got a wild dog.
Yes, he does.
And he needs to have that thing on a leash.
Yes.
But when he's inviting over guests.
No doubt.
But because you guys are such close friends.
Yes.
I figure you're just going to take this for the team.
I'm going to take it for the team.
Others might have seen a little shakedown opportunity here.
Yes.
That you're not taking advantage of. You know, I'd make him owe you. You know, you hold this over his head, you hold it in your back pocket, he owes you one.
But you remember there was a time where Jeff would openly talk on the show about how he would just leaves his doors unlocked, right? Like, he doesn't care. Like, people could come and go in his house, anything they want, they can steal, he doesn't have anything in his house, blah, blah, blah. Like, he used to say that on the air all the time.
He said people broke in, there's nothing to take.
I would highly recommend not doing that at this point with his dog situation. You're going to get attacked. And that dog that's a 200-pound dog. And it might be a trained killer. It really might.
Well, I don't think. Again, the dog didn't bite the robbers. Hasn't he had some people come in there before? But it bit you, friend.
I think Gus.
And so the training is off.
I think Gus is too young. I think that might have, you know, he's had a stable of Bernese Mountain Dogs. He's had, you know, over the years, there was, you know, Juno and Willow and, you know, now it's Gus, and there's another one whose name, Lily, over the years, right? That was an extremely scary situation, you know, that I got to say, like, I was proud of myself for, like, I didn't even react, right? I know you guys are sitting here, you're like, oh, you got bit by a dog, who cares?
It's a real bite.
Yeah, like, I would invite you guys to go see what it feels like, you know?
Maybe the police should have been involved. Again, if this was Michael Vick, it'd be front page news, we'd be talking about it. I don't know what Jeff's running over there. As others point out to me, he keeps him in the car all damn day. Is that mistreatment? Is the dog angry?
I'm glad I didn't put my hand in there and try to, like, he'd have taken it off, you know? So it's just a lesson, you know?
You need to, you know... Again, maybe talk to an attorney.
Yeah, I think
then it would get serious.
It would,
And you don't want to do that because we'd have to talk about then, perhaps putting the dog down.
Dude, it was crazy.
If it's that wild,
I gotta say,
and nobody wants to get that serious. Not y'all don't want to get that serious.
I just kind of turned around and hoped that he would eventually release my arm. You know, like I.
Aren't they the Bernese Mountain Dog? Aren't they the type that rescue folks usually?
Like, they're just not. They're not known as aggressive breed. That's not what they're known as. They're known as, like, very, like I said.
That's what I thought. I thought they were rescue
tranquil,
dogs and something.
Docile, you know. But not Gus, bro. He is aggressive as hell. And so, you know, if you see Gus and he's charging at you, it is not, you know, for, like, petting purposes. So I would run.
And Jeff's been raising these killers and selling them.
The other one is fine. The other one's cool. You know what I'm saying? But him... Gus is aggressive, bro. He's an aggressive dog, so you got to be careful, man. To Jeff's pool people, to his anybody that's coming to do work, they look the same, but if one of them's running at you, get back in your vehicle.
Why were you making an in-person visit, if I might ask?
You know, I can't really talk about that. I can't really talk about that on the air.
That's what it is. Yeah, exactly. Strange.
Very strange.
Because you could be doing that on the phone. And it's weird that you're just driving around on a Friday.
Yes.
And you went to Jeff's house. You pulled up into his in his driveway and you knocked on the door.
You know, that's right.
The hell kind of meeting going on over
there? I suppose maybe that was the issue. Maybe trying to be a special friend was the issue. You know, trying to pay a visit. I was in the area. You know, I thought I'd come by and say what's up, you know. I used to go to his house all the time.
I know you used to run the pool. You were basically
right.
You when Jeff was gone, you go over there and play, invite all your friends.
That's right.
We remember.
Yeah.
But so, you've grown up now.
That's right.
And that's why I thought this is an odd visit. It's not a holiday time. He's not doing the Christmas story right now.
That's right.
It's just an odd time to be visiting.
And I paid for
There's more to that story.
I paid for
you
it.
You did pay for it. You shouldn't have been over there.
No question.
The fact that you're not talking about the meeting sounds like there's something, again, occurring over there that maybe that shouldn't have. A meeting, people being talked about, they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you clam it up real good.
I can't really disclose that information. Privilege. It's privileged information.
Was Hardiman over there?
No, there were no other journalists or media types there. I can promise you that.
No, I'll get to the bottom of it.
But I will say I got home. I showed my daughter the wound, and she said, "You want Peppa Pig?" Which is the Band-Aid. It's a Peppa Pig Band-Aid.
God bless her. She's got Peppa Pig Band-Aids.
And but she didn't
remember Peppa.
But she didn't give me Disney, the Disney ones, the Frozen Princesses one. Like I didn't get that one. She kept those for herself. I got the Peppa Pig one. You know, which kind of shows you where I rank.
Second rate.
Oh, for sure. Peppa Pig, she'll give those to anybody else, but she gets the Disney princesses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought it was intentional, bro. It was no accident. I know. I'm the Peppa Pig in the house. There's no doubt about that. But don't worry. I appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers. I've been flooded, frankly, with texts and calls about the situation, and I made it out. But, yeah, I got bit by a dog on Friday. That was a great way to start the weekend. and I used to, you know, get the adrenaline going, you know what I mean? Feel alive. That's how you really want to feel alive. You get bit by a dog. Anyway, we'll come back. I respect burgers. And then Jason Fitz will join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Offer requires $599.99 equipment purchase and monthly services agreement starting at $39.99 a month after first 6 months. New customers only. Visit www.vivint.com for full offer details.
Officer, what happened? How did they break into our home?
Look like they pried open a window in the back. You have a security system or cameras?
No, we've talked about it, but never really felt like we needed it.
Well, I sure don't feel safe at home now. Imagine if the kids had been home. John, we need to do something.
Don't wait until something happens to your home. Secure your home, family, and possessions today with Vivint Home Security. Call 800-799-.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.